From Malone News, Friday Fun is behind the mask. We live near Charlottesville and were deeply affected by the rallies slash marches and riots there. The car ramming into a crowd, causing the death of the young college student, was profoundly disturbing. I can still see that video in my head. Yet, it was the lies they told about President Trump and his remarks regarding Seville being edited by almost all mainstream media that raised more questions about how truthful the MSM really is. Then came the SBLC indictment this week. So, if you are already red-pilled, as we are, about what happened, reading Steve Kort's account below of his time at CNN during this period and how they managed to silence him regarding the Charlottesville incident takes it a step further. So the end result is that America endured years of propaganda that convinced a large segment of the population in contravention of the facts that their president supported violent hate merchants. Even worse, masses of unskeptical Americans who consume only legacy media content believed that the entire America First populist movement was based on bigotry rather than patriotism. Now, nearly a decade later, the truth is revealed about the deception that lay beneath that grand lie. There was a layer of duplicity here that is almost difficult to fathom. Only true Marxists could excuse this level of propaganda. The SBLC created hate groups and activities like the Charlottesville rally, and the complicit media then weaponized these concocted offenses by spreading outright lies about Trump's reaction to the staged events. I myself played a role in this saga regarding Charlottesville, best explained by a timeline. March 2019, after more than a year serving as a contributor on CNN, I grew tired of the near-nightly lies told about Charlottesville during the primetime hits when I was on air. I tried my best to debunk the myth, but was routinely shouted down and even benched for short periods for daring to tell the truth. So I wrote a column at Real Clear Politics with the exact Trump transcript and precise citations. August 2019, Dennis Prager had read my Real Clear Politics article and had me on his radio show repeatedly to discuss what we branded as the Charlottesville hoax. He also asked me to narrate a 5-minute video for his online platform, PragerU, debunking the hoax, which went mega viral, with well over 10 million total views. April 2019, Joe Biden launched his 2020 presidential campaign based entirely upon the Charlottesville lie, claiming that the bulging veins of the racists convinced him to run for the White House. September 2019, CNN removed me from the air. Rebecca Kutler, now the head of MSNBC and then the director of talent at CNN, expressly told me that the permanent benching was because of the Charlottesville video, even though I was clearly allowed to make such online videos, per the terms of my contract. I asked to be released so that I could do TV elsewhere, and she refused. In other words, they paid me to be silent, to stay on the sidelines. December 2019, I was released from CNN. June 2024, supposedly objective fact-checking site Snopes finally admits the clear reality of the full transcripts and video evidence that Trump never praised bigots at Charlottesville. April 2026, the Southern Poverty Law Center was indicted for millions of dollars in secret payments to racists to foment and organize racial unrest and events, including the Charlottesville event itself. This entire sad saga matters. First, it unveils the systemic duplicity of the left in America. Because their demand for hate far exceeds the actual supply they had to pay to manufacture bigotry, so that they then could oppose it. Second, the record reveals that lies build upon lies while the truth remains inherently emancipating. Whatever any citizen thinks of Donald Trump, the entire madness of Charlottesville represents a preventable and despicable tragedy. The actions of the SBLC were criminal and mafia-like. A young woman, Heather Hare, lost her life because of this mayhem. More broadly, millions of Americans bought into an insidious lie and believed it for years, doing grave damage to the cohesion of our society. Only a full accounting, now, can begin the process of healing and truth-telling. Next month, we'll be heading out to Louisiana for Robert to speak at a Citizens for a New Louisiana event on May 11th. Please consider joining us. The organizers of this group include people who have fought hard against mandates and for vaccine choice. These are the people that convinced Bobby and myself to fly out to Baton Rouge on multiple occasions in 2021 and 2022 to speak truth to power in the State House. Their and all of our work changed the minds of state legislators on these issues, helped get Gov. Landry elected, and so much more. Champions of Change Baton Rouge: How Policy Really Gets Made, featuring Dr. Robert Malone and Noah Wall. From scientific authority to State House policy, discover how ideas move, who shapes them, and why it matters. JGM.